Trains of thought. I think a lot of times we're in our heads and we think a lot of different things and we think it really doesn't matter because nobody else can hear what we're thinking. And aren't you glad? Yeah. You're very glad about that. Because a lot of what we're doing is we're processing. A lot of times we're just not even processing. We're just like babbling inside there, right? And when something comes up in front of us, though, the babbling kind of stops and we like start judging what just happened. And it's really like we are getting on a train with that thought. And if we keep fueling it, it will take us to a certain destination. And it's hard for us to believe that thoughts are actually things, that they actually become something. They become a lot of something strung together, and that something strung together is actually called your life. So it's pretty important. Okay? So we talk about this thing called free will, but free will of what? Free will of thought is really what we're saying. So even if I decide to do an action, if I decide to do something, I first have a thought to actually do that thing. So really we're just talking about free will of thought. And so now we got to see thought as something much more concrete. And that doesn't mean that we have to be paranoid that every thought that pops in our head, like, oh, that person's such a jerk, I hope, we don't have to like, that's okay. It's that train of thought, that one that you keep adding more fuel to and more fire to and more energy to, that's actually going to lead us to a destination if we don't jump off that train and board another one. Or it could be a very good thought that we're having, that we're adding a lot of fuel, a lot of fire, a lot of energy to, that's going to take us to a destination that we really want to go to. And that's why it's so important. Like, you would never get on a train without saying, where am I going? Would you? Like, I'm just going to get on a train. Just go. You'd say, where are we going? And how many stops are along the way? And how long is it going to take to get there? You'd actually have an idea. And then you'd say, okay, everything I'm doing, I'm going to support that place I want to end up going to. And if I have to make a connection to do it, I'll do that. I'll get off and get on the right train that's going to take me to that also. So I'm going to make connections. But I'm going to stay focused on where I want to end up. And I think a lot of our life, we don't spend focusing on where we want to end up. We just do life. We don't think about, here's what I would love my life to look like. And therefore, getting on that train isn't going to get me to that destination. Nothing bad is going on. I just have to decide, where am I going, and is that what's going to take me to that destination? Those thoughts. So things are going to come into our life that we don't expect. We're going to go, oh, wow, what's that? And we might judge it initially, and we might, in that judgment, get on a train of fear that takes us to a destination which isn't harmony, where we wanted to end up, our joy, where we wanted to end up, or my nice, full, beautiful life. Fear's never going to take you there. Fear's not going to do that. And it's not just going to be something that takes you to a destination that you don't want, but it's also going to vibrate through your whole body. It's going to affect your physical being as well. Because we are mind, body, and spirit, and we cannot separate those. So now we're going to start getting messages in our body that say you're living in fear. This is not peace, joy, harmony, my big, beautiful life. So if we keep adding to that, we stay on that train of thought, it's going to take us to a destination where there's a lot of more fearful events for us, where we begin to fear everybody and everything in the world, where we begin to put energy into conspiracies and gather with those who talk about it and create more fear. And we watch the news and we take whatever little grain, whatever little train of thought that particular news station's on, and we jump on that and say, yeah, that's what that means. Everybody wants to do this to these people now. Everybody, all the time. Those are our big things. Should tell us we are on the wrong train. Because the train we want to be on says everybody is an individual expression of God. Everybody's an individual soul here. Not all people, all souls think and act the same. So we decide what train we're going to be on, and if we find we're on a train that this is what is consuming us, we can at any time say, wait a minute, that original experience that put me on this train, maybe it was about something else. Maybe it wasn't about what I thought it was about. Maybe it served some other purpose. Now that's a totally different train of thought. I got to get off this train because this one says that was just crazy, fearful, acting upon me. I have no control over this. To maybe that was somehow me being supported and learning something. And now I'm going to get on this train that says I'm being supported. That was an experience I needed, and it's taking me to my good. I don't know exactly how, but I know that that's what I want. And therefore, this experience can be transformed into something positive. Totally different train of thought. And you could probably look at points in your life where maybe you went down the path thinking it was, oh, it's all doom and gloom, and then you found its purpose. Maybe as you were on your train of thought of doom and gloom, you looked out and you saw others as you stopped at different stations, and you saw what doom and gloom looked like at each destination and decided, I don't want that. So everything we encounter that happens to ourselves and that we're actually observing in our world is moving us back into freedom of choice. What train of thought would you like? So I recently had a conversation with somebody about where they said, I can't let go. I can't let go. I know I'm supposed to be exactly right here with this person in this situation, and I can't let go of it. Luckily, we had traveled on trains together. And I said, do you remember at that one destination, that one person who couldn't let go, who kept wearing the jeans of the person that left them a long, long time ago and carried their picture and still had their voice on the recorder? And that person had moved on, and how their life had just become nothing. Do you remember that? Yeah. Do you want that? No. And then had another example of another person. So sometimes we encounter people, and it's as if it's a lesson. It's a totally mutually supportive. It's like, I don't have to be in a codependent relationship with an alcoholic because I grew up in a family that had that. It's like, thank you, Mom. I saw where that took your destination. That's where it took you. And I don't need to experience that. Instead, I can say, I know that you have everything within you to do it, and I also recognize that you're the only one who can do it. I learned that. When you see the futility of somebody trying to manage and control somebody else's life out of fear, you see that it can't be done. And you get off that train because it's not going to take you where you want to go. All you're trying to do is avoid more pain. And that's it. That's not a way of joy. I just want to avoid pain. That's the destination I'm on. I want to avoid pain. When in reality, as her last song said, sometimes the pain is actually the muse. Sometimes the pain is the thing that made you let go of something that wasn't working and pick up something that was. Sometimes the pain created a spark of creativity in you that you never knew existed. Sometimes the pain took you deeper. And as a matter of fact, most of the time, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I'm going to go so far as to say, all of the time, it's going to take you deeper. If you have a train of thought that says that. So in this moment, in this space, no matter what train we've been on, let's just imagine that we're all going to board our own individual decisions here of a train where I am being supported all the time. You are being supported all the time. A train where at the very core of your being, you are good and you are loved and you are supported all the time. And you have a power within you to think thoughts. And that power, that creative power, is what some people call God. And it's in your DNA, and it's in the very essence of everything. And why things happen the way they do is because that creative power is in you. And as you think thoughts, it works through your thoughts and builds whatever creation you choose. You don't have control over other people at all. That's not yours. You only have control over your own thoughts. And if you're willing to accept that you are loved and supported and good, and that you can have a joyful, loving, full life, and that everything that's happened up to this moment has been in the right frame of mind, taking you deeper into an understanding of who and what you are. Much deeper than your personality. Much deeper and further than this physical beingness. But much more. And you know it, and you feel it. And it's in you, and it is you. And you're going to move back out into the world. And many things are going to come at you. But if you choose, you can remember all the time who and what you are. At any time, you can step from one train of thought to another and totally change the situation for yourself. You can see everything as mutually supportive, that you're learning it on this level because it's much smaller than the larger level, and this is the time to learn it. It's a wake-up call. It's a remembering. There's no learning to be done here. It's only remembering. Just remembering who and what you are. That this life is not acting upon you, but that you chose to come in here. That you chose to come in to express uniquely who you are. And as you do that, you feel the support. And it looks like miracles. It looks like things are just falling into place. And there's synchronicities. And when you start beating up on yourself and moving into fear, you notice that there's disruption. And you feel it in your body. And so you begin to pay attention to the conversation that's going on within your own lifetime. That personal conversation that's going on between you and your higher self. So we, in this moment, allow our personalities to be what they've been, to understand that we're all learning, that we're kind to ourselves, we're gentle with ourselves, we don't live in guilt and fear and shame. We say, that's who I was. That was my understanding. I'm going to be gentle with this one that came in and had no idea what was going on. And understand that we learn through experiences. I'm going to be good and kind and love this personality. It is not bad. It is the vehicle, the uniqueness that I am expressing here. So as we move forward today, as we move forward in our lives, just relax in remembering. At any time, just step out of the craziness of all the stories going on in your mind and just remember that nothing bad is going on here, that what you are cannot be moved by outer forces, but that you do move the world. Thank you very much.